This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Off we go into another version, or another week's version of the, not a week, W-E-A-K, it's a week, W-E-E-K, reviewing what's going on in the world of news talk radio rundown. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, go through the stories and the people with our own unique sort of overview. You have the advantage of people who have been talking about this stuff all week long, listening to other people digest and ingest some of the material. So the charts for the week of April 8th to the 12th from Talkers Magazine, where they do all the research, starts with number one being the aftermath of the Mueller report. This is, what, 3 weeks afterwards? You'd think that things would die down a little bit. Jennifer Horn has a morning radio program. In addition to being on DJV, she is on KRLA in Los Angeles in the mornings with Brian Whitman. And I know that you talk a lot about this sort of thing from the yin and the yang angle. You're yin, he's yang, I think, isn't that?
That's right, yes.
That's how it works, yes. All right, so why is there still discussion after all? What's Trump say? There's no...
He said total exoneration, no collusion, no obstruction.
No collusion,
and
yes.
He's partially right there in the Mueller report. And see, the reason that it still is a topic is that the Mueller report is probably going to come out next week sometime. We've only seen a summary from the Attorney General's office, so he's condensed 300-plus pages into four. And a lot of Democrats are saying, well, he's covering for the president. We want to make sure that there's no funny business going on here. And they're starting to crucify Attorney General William Barr, who hasn't done anything but act, I think, independently. President Trump said he was totally exonerated. In the report, we know that Mueller said there was no evidence of conspiracy or collusion, which would have been the crime. He didn't make a determination on obstruction, but William Barr said since there was no crime, how can there be obstruction if there was no crime to cover up? So that's how he came to that determination. I think what's probably most interesting to everyone is the testimony of Attorney General William Barr this past week. He was scheduled to appear in front of the House and Senate Appropriations Committee. He was there fighting for his money, right? And so he wanted to talk about budget items, but of course the House of Representatives wanted to talk about the Russia investigation. And so during the hearing, the second day of the hearings in front of the Senate, actually, William Barr said that he believed, it was his personal belief, that the Trump campaign was spied on. People are taking issue with that. Republicans are saying, see, we told you. Everybody laughed at Trump in 2017 when he said that his wires were tapped. And Democrats are saying that the Attorney General shouldn't have said that the Trump campaign was spied on. But we learned that William Barr is now...
Why should he not have said that?
I think he should have if he thinks it's true. Yeah. But now we know he has a committee investigating the start of the Mueller investigation, which has a whole lot of Democrats probably feeling pretty nervous today, along with John Brennan and James Clapper and Jim Comey, all probably a little nervous about that investigation.
All right. So let's fast forward a little bit here. The number five item this week, which I think is number two, at least in my wheelhouse, I have my point of view. Jennifer does. Richie does. We all do that do this for a living. But the passion and the focus on Julian Assange, his being arrested, what that means in a subtext to the Mueller report. And, I mean, there are a lot of different I call it the talk tree. There are a lot of different things that come out of his being arrested and all of his work with the WikiLeaks and what Trump said about him when he was running versus what they are saying about him now. But you seem to think, Jennifer, if I've heard you correctly, that you believe that one of the reasons he was grabbed is because he's got some input into how this all got started, the stuff that WikiLeaks may have known, or he may have known. Is that
well?
Is that,
his name was definitely right? brought up when Mueller was doing his investigation, and Roger Stone is facing several indictments. The charges are that Roger Stone was trying to talk to Julian Assange, figure out what kind of information he had
on
Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, who was the head of the campaign. And yeah, you're right. It is an interesting pair. Roger Stone denies it. I've talked to Jerome Corsi, who's also involved with this, that he never talked to Julian Assange about anything having to do with WikiLeaks. But the thought is that maybe there was something going on there. And mm-hmm. as far as Trump's treatment of this, on the campaign trail, he was very tongue-in-cheek saying, I want more WikiLeaks, because it was helping him. He was there were emails that were released that Trump wasn't asking for, certainly, but Julian Assange had emails that were of interest. He released them, and it was helpful to Trump. And so he said, bring them on, bring them on. Well, now I think the mainstream media is making a big deal about the fact that when Trump was asked earlier in the weekend in his office about WikiLeaks, Trump said, well, I don't know anything. I don't know much about it. Meaning, I think the media is taking it to say that Trump's denying he knows what WikiLeaks is. Well, mm-hmm. I actually took it as Trump denying to know much about the case. And I believe that. I think his Department of Justice was working under Obama and now under him to get Julian Assange. They've been working on this since 2012. And in fact, Obama kind of backed off of it after he was really intent on getting Assange. Trump's Department of Justice wants to talk to him. And I do believe that there are some connections and there will be some ramifications that we see come out of this that will have an impact on the ultimate findings of the Mueller investigation.
All right. So while I'm on the talk tree of this and where the branches go beside the Mueller report, Julian Assange, there are a lot of people, I don't know whether you've heard it or not, but I've heard in the last 24 hours some conversation about what the arrest of Julian Assange means to the press. What does it mean for freedom of the press? Because this guy supposedly is in the Fifth Estate, and First Amendment experts are convicted, suggesting that he would be sent to jail because he assisted Chelsea Manning, or what's Bradley Manning he was at the time, in cracking down on a lot of the things, the abuses in the government, especially at the Defense Department. The way it was done, probably not legal, probably not, I don't want to say legit.
Well, definitely not legal. Hacking into a Department of Defense mainframe, definitely not legal.
But I'm certainly glad to know.
Information.
I'm glad to know what I know that I wouldn't have known. Had it not
here's
been
the gray area, and I can remember, guys, I remember sitting on the DJV show at the time, the Good Day show, with you, Rich, and with you, Doug, and with our old producer, Ken Kessler, and I remember Ken saying, we need whistleblowers, this guy, or no, actually, he was taking him apart, actually. He wanted to put him away, and Rich was kind of like, wait and see, and you and I think, Doug, were also in the middle. I feel like there's gray area here because I think there is a functional and important role for whistleblowers in our country, period, end of story, to open up our eyes to things that are going on. Our government needs to be more transparent. But when you have someone like Julian Assange who is revealing military secrets, who is revealing military locations during a time of war, when he's revealing sources, when he is putting in danger our relationships with our allies, well, then that's a scumbag, and that's somebody who needs to go to prison. So while I think it's some of the stuff that Julian Assange does is fine and his right to do it, there are other things that are clearly not, and he should be punished for it.
The State Department went to him and said, listen, we have sources, informants, who are in those emails you're about to dump. They will die once their identity becomes known.
So is that the reason to punish him? Is that the reason because of the people? I agree with you on that. As far
well,
as the
reason to punish him
is for
stealing information. That's why you punish him.
But why? But how would we know the information that certainly benefits the average person to know what the government
doesn't benefit the average person?
Yeah, it does. I want to know what's going on.
I'd go further. No one. Yeah, but you know what? You can broadly report on what's going on with your government without revealing sources.
Right. Why do you need to know that Bob Smith was the one that turned over Tom Johnson, that Tom Johnson was the drug dealer that you're looking for, or the government informant that you're looking for? Why do you need to know that?
And I
is that
would
really
actually,
Bob
you know,
Smith who did that?
Yeah,
yeah, Bob Smith.
Sure.
And Rich, I'd actually play off what you said, and the fact that he did have that choice to release those names or not, even though lives were at stake, and he did it anyway. If any of if he caused the death of those people, I think that should be on his hand.
Right.
I don't disagree with that.
Now,
I don't disagree.
Now, on the other side, he released in 2010 the video footage of our troops shooting innocent people in Iraq. Yeah. And yep. and that was really kind of what started him and what started all this. And that's, excuse me, you can make the case that that's something that, that we should know, is that
yep.
we made a mistake and innocent people were killed and we yep. should fix those mistakes. But yep. when it, and that, you know, I say, okay, you can make the case for that. It's embarrassing.
That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Right. But when you are putting informants who are helping our country and who are helping the world in general get rid of bad people, those are the things that I don't agree with. Those should not be released.
Has Assange ever did an expose on Kim Kardashian? I want to know about that.
Let's you want to know what an interesting parallel between him and Trump, Doug?
What's that? Regime?
Is that in the UK, they want him for jumping bail. Okay?
Yes.
And since then,
you get a year
Sweden,
on that one. Yeah.
Sweden has dropped the charges,
charges
for the rape charges, right? Huh. So there are no charges, yet they still want to talk to him and charge him with jumping bail. For something that is not being charged anymore. Trump, at the same time, is being charged for obstruction for charges that weren't ever proven, the collusion thing.
Mm-hmm.
So both of these guys are trying to get convicted.
That's your theory. That's your favorite theory.
It's my favorite theory.
Favorite
they can
theory.
Never prove what they accuse you of, but they can prove mm-hmm. or but they can accuse you of lying about what you didn't do.
Yeah, lovely.
It's a load.
Jen, thank you. You were a very important cog in the wheel here as we get started on this week's Talk Radio Review. 18 past the hour now.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291-4180.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
All right, so let's see the other one thing here, Richie, that I think is, I don't know whether it's misplaced. I'm looking at the numbers here. Number one is the Mueller report. Number two is the continuing focus on the southern border and what it is that we're doing or not doing with all of these people. My God.
It's so bad. It's horrible.
Oh, it's awful.
We used to get where just the single males were coming across and they
yeah.
were working. Now we're getting whole families
and
coming
if you
across.
Bring somebody across, did you know, I didn't realize this until this week, that if you, even if they're not your child, if you have somebody you bring across the border, a child, no matter what his or her relationship to you, that child becomes automatically able to stay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
No, my wife deals with this all the time in the school system where they just they get Social Security, they get Medicare, they get everything.
Yeah. Come
Give
on,
it
have
them.
It all. Victoria Jones joins us next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Moving ahead now, or moving along, on the Talk Radio Review for the second week of April, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Rich McFadden, and now Victoria Jones, who is with us. The DC Radio Company is her outreach for all things news and talk. She also happens to have been a companion. I was a companion of hers. She was a companion of mine. We and a number of compatriots in the talk radio business went to Ireland last week and had a fabulous time. It wasn't just about a good time. It was what we learned, who we met, what we saw, the experiences that we have communicated back to our various audiences. It was a good trip. Victoria arranged it for us to go. It was a yeoman's job. And so now she has moved into her old stomping grounds in London for a week's worth of work there, and thought we'd have her on to talk about the arrest of Julian Assange, because you're right there. I actually want to spend a minute talking about Brexit, too. The tone that you are getting, number 6 this week on the story list of talkers, is the Brexit situation. You want to give us a quick thumbnail sketch of what you're sensing is going on with regard to that, Victoria?
Well, it's difficult to do a thumbnail of Brexit because it's so massive. But basically, once again, there's been another delay, this time until Halloween, which, of course, has caused much hilarity on the news programs with pictures of grinning pumpkins and ghosts and ghouls, some of which are being, by the wags among people as Theresa May, not actually for the first time. But she is still saying that Britain can get out before Halloween if people go along with her plan, which also is a bit of a Halloween joke, because if members of Parliament have been going to go along with her plan, they would have actually done so some time ago. It's been voted down so many times now that, you know, people fall asleep every time it's brought up in Parliament. And you remember one time that the Speaker refused to bring it up. So she's now in talks with the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, cross-party talks, as they're known, which are really pretty stiff kinds of talks because the two people can't stand each other. And, you know, you might think, well, that sort of makes sense that you'd have cross-party talks on something as big as this, that the whole country would come together over it. But no. So it's moving very slowly. One of the things that's causing a bit of consternation is that having such a long delay will just mean that everybody will drag their feet, breathe a huge sigh of relief and say, okay, we've got a long time to do something about it. Let's not do anything. There is some talk among conservatives and conservative watchers that what this breather means is that after Easter, there's going to be a move in the Conservative Party to boot her out by her own MPs and a new prime minister chosen by MPs, not by the people.
Yeah. All right. Let's spend a minute talking about Julian Assange and in London what the reaction is to his being arrested.
Well, I think there's a fair amount of relief because people are, at this point are fairly grossed out by him and think that he's been a bit of a freeloader in the Ecuadorian embassy, and people get pretty sick and tired of protests and trucks and cars outside the embassy all the time and blocking the traffic. That's always a big issue in London, as it is in any big city. There's some discussion of who's going to look after his cat, so there's always discussion about things like that. And the cost, it's cost over £13 million to pay for his security until the time that the security was withdrawn a few years ago. So there's a lot of cost about that. You know, why were we paying for security for this man? It was just a pain in the neck. He was found guilty in magistrate's court yesterday on a bail charge. So he was found guilty of that. And now Sweden has decided to possibly consider renewing its rape case against him. So that's not very good news for Julian Assange.
All right. So there's the update on Assange and Brexit from Victoria, who is in London. Victoria Jones, executive director of the D.C. Radio Company here with Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, 1:30 on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A severe storm system has spawned deadly tornadoes, gale-force winds, and baseball-sized hail in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Meteorologist Bob Orovec says it's moving to the southeast.
Looks like it's going to be fairly wet across the eastern United States over the overnight period into the morning commute. We have a line of thunderstorms that are expected to push eastward across these regions, so there's the potential for heavy rain and the potential for severe weather. It looks like most of the activity will be east of the major cities before rush hour on Monday, except for possibly parts of the New York City area up to Boston, which may still have a pretty wet morning.
In East Texas, two children were killed as a pine tree fell on their moving car. In Louisiana, a 13-year-old boy drowned in a drainage ditch. And in Mississippi, three people died in Monroe County after a tornado swept through there. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Swinging back into action here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with the Rich McFadden. Back to the good old days. things change and yet they don't. What is it, the expression, some things change and they really don't?
The more things change, the more they
stay the same. That's it, right. All right, so let me just go through the list. Richie criticizes me because I sort of jump around here. It depends on the talent, who we've got available to us at a given moment, sometimes as to how I pull all of this stuff apart and put it back together again. But the official list from Talkers Magazine, which you can see published every week at talkers.com, where they have Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, anything going on with personalities, the stations, whatever it is, it's always reported there. So each week, 52 weeks a year, they prepare this this overview, listening to talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country, tuning in, at number 10 this week. Usually in the 10th position is what the main features are of conversation on sports talk radio stations, and certainly the end of the final four and who won. I don't even know who won. Duke was out early. That's the only one I represent. I mean, I recognize
Virginia won.
Virginia won. Yep. Were you surprised?
I'm pleasantly surprised. Yeah.
What did you do for a? What did you do for a?
I didn't do a bracket this year.
Bracket?
No. Uh-huh. I just
Why?
Didn't. I've done it for 15 years and I've never won. I've come close a couple of times, never won, and this year I was just too tied up with stuff.
So the most interesting story, I think, from the world of sports, as being a non-sports person, was what went on with the Lakers and Magic Johnson sort of pulling up stakes as an owner. I'm not clear whether he sold his stake or he just doesn't want to have anything to do with the management because the team's so bad. And, you know, then LeBron James' reaction to all of that and the players' reactions to him.
The fact that they're so bad with LeBron James is just, it's amazing. I mean, I'm sure they'll pull it together.
Does LeBron James not, do they not get along? Is he not caring about his play? Why is he not performing up to standard?
I think the team as a whole. I mean, LeBron James is a great player, so it's not him. It's just the team as a whole isn't where they need to be. They don't have the team around him that they need.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the Lakers story. The Clippers, the story with them a couple of years ago was that guy that owned them got into all that trouble with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm just getting the two.
Yeah, Magic just says, I want a simpler life.
Shame. Okay. Number nine. This, to me, if Julian Assange, in my mind, this is how I think, and everybody thinks differently, that's what makes this such a fabulous way of finding out what's going on or talking about what's going on. In my estimation, the number one story of the week is the Julian Assange thing. The number two is the discovery or the photographing of this black hole and understanding the young woman, 29-year-old woman, who was basically an expert in algorithms. She took, Rich, I don't know if you heard the story or not, she took the information. They were having a hard time at the this project's headquarters. I think they're at Harvard or someplace here in Massachusetts. She's an MIT graduate. And she doesn't know anything about space, which is really kind of interesting. But she knew that when she looked at, she was brought in, and they're trying to figure out how do we get these images together. I mean, the numbers are so astronomical, you can't begin to imagine what we're talking about in terms of numbers. Distance away from the Earth, the whole history of black holes and what happens to them.
Or what a black hole even is.
Is, right. The black hole, if for those of the unwashed, the simplest explanation is it's a vacuum. It's the
nothing,
it's the presence of nothing.
Right.
It's nothing.
Right.
It's, can you even imagine what is nothing? You can't imagine.
Right.
What
I still
is nothing
can't wrap my
something.
Head around that.
You can't. Okay, so wrap your head around this one. If you look at the picture that she has been able to congregate, there's a yellow ring around the black hole. Now, remember, the black hole sucks everything into it that is of substance. The gases and all, I mean, just sucks everything and disappears. So around the ring around the black hole is 6.5 billion, made up of 6.5 billion stars the size of our sun. And
wow.
They are suns. They have been from destroyed galaxies and destroyed pieces of the universe, destroyed solar systems.
And they're about to get sucked into the black hole and
right.
turn into nothing.
Right. But there are 6.5 billion of them in this remote corner of the universe that we really have not seen before, and we still haven't really seen it. It's just that she put the information together so they come up with a graphic of what it was. And I can't remember this young woman's name. I'll have to dig for it for a moment. But at any rate, the point is that we have the fantastic end of science, or what we, you know, the end of science, not the end of science, but thanks to science, we've ended up with this information, which, if for no other reason, it gives us cause to think about two things: our own mortality and the size of us, what we bring to the table in the enormity of the universe. And, you know, what happens? I remember
Kate Bowman is the new...
Bowman, that's it. Yeah, Kate Bowman, yeah. So I remember once when I was actually in junior high school, I think it was junior, maybe high school science, the discussion came about of the sun, and the teacher said, you know, the sun has only used up 7 or 8% of its energy. There's still 90, 92% of the energy left. And then when the energy's gone in our sun, when all of the heat and all the gases and everything's been burned, the sun will expand and explode and take with it all the planets in the universe, in our solar system. And I began to, I remember going home that night and being really worried. What's going to happen?
Yeah, it's going to happen next month.
I mean, it's laughable, kind of. But, okay, what's going to happen to us? If we've been in existence for almost 5 billion years, the sun's already, has only used about 7, 8, 9% of its energy. So we multiply 90 times of 5, and that's a 450. So we got another 450 billion years before the Earth gets sucked up by the sun, but we're still...
It doesn't matter. If you listen to Al Gore, the Earth's not going to survive that long anyway, so no big deal.
Apparently not. Right. Speaking of that, number 8 this week is the weather and climate change. The weather in the Midwest, horrible. Snowstorm like you wouldn't believe at this time of year. And so with that comes another experience. For those of you who are... veterans of traveling up Interstate 15 or Interstate 25 through Denver and Wyoming and up into Montana, all the areas, western Nebraska, these areas that have been hit by the snow. You know that once you get out of the big cities, I remember because it happened to me once when I was doing a radio route. Richie, you remember this. Mm-hmm. I was driving north on 15 visiting stations, and there was a huge snowstorm. And what they do when you get into the mountains, they have these huge barricades, and they just shut the road off. So you'll get there's a light warning that says road closed in a mile, get off at the next exit. So, you know, and when you drive up the road, you can see in good weather where they have these gates. They just close the interstates down. So I remember getting off at this place in the middle of nowhere and going to a motel in a little dinky restaurant. And there were no rooms in the hotel. I spent the night in the car. You must remember this. Mm-hmm. I tried to do the program the next day from the car.
Yep.
But I got something to eat, and then I slept in the car. And that's what people are confronted with these huge storms that are coming in. And they're always worse around the change of seasons, the equinox. It's disturbances in the atmosphere. And so people say, oh, climate change, come on. I've seen these storms for years and years. But I will tell you, when I was in Ireland last week, I can't remember experiencing wind, rain, and cold like I did.
That's
there.
The
I know it
ever.
Has happened. Oh, my God, it was freezing, and the wind blowing you around, it just was miserable. And so, anyway, we are in the east here. You got, what, 70 degrees in Washington today?
It's beautiful out this week. Yep.
Yeah. We've got rain in the forecast for New England, but I'm going to Florida for the weekend, and it'll be nice and warm down there. So, well, listen. It's all relative. Don't worry about it, because, as we just suggested, it all kind of shakes out in time. Speaking of time, it's 44 after the hour as we continue to go through. I promise I'll at least get through the list in a few moments. If you lack energy to tackle everyday tasks in your life, let's say, gentlemen, you're struggling to get back into the shape that you were, like, fighting weight, right, when you were, like, Richie's age.
Yep.
Or even
younger
than that. Yep. So, and then there are a lot of people that don't have the same performance quotient that they used to. So all of these things together can be helped by using a product called NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X. You'll feel better. It'll jazz you up. Manner of speaking, focus at work will be better. Working out in the gym will be better. Making love will be better. All of that stuff, because of the level of testosterone that you have in your system and what NuGenix adds to it, that's why you will have better energy, performance, whoopee! NuGenix will maximize your energy and increase lean muscle mass with exercise when you take this. Boost your libido as well. So let's get your all-around wellness quotient really restored and up. And the way to do that is to text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. You get a free jar of NuGenix. If you text FORCE to 321-321. Yep, free bottle. Send it to you. Get it on its way so you can become more confident, better, in shape, and all the way around you'll have a happier, healthier, better life. Text FORCE for a free bottle of NuGenix. FORCE to 321-321. Again, very simple. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Ah, the bow elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Calcium, potassium, iron, and vitamin D all help to build a better body.
Calcium plays an important role in our bones.
But dietitian Kate Saratsky says there are more benefits to the nutrient that comes in milk, almonds, and leafy greens.
Calcium is also very important in muscle contraction, and it helps control our blood pressure.
Potassium is an electrolyte that also supports healthy muscles and blood pressure, and getting it is easy.
If you eat more fruits and vegetables, you're going to get more potassium.
If some of those vegetables are leafy greens, you'll be adding iron, too. Beans, meats, and seafood are even better sources of the nutrient.
The role of iron in our body is to help carry oxygen around to our working muscles.
And Zaratsky says vitamin D helps your body absorb calcium and boosts your immune system. Get this nutrient with a cold glass of fortified milk, mushrooms, or fatty fish. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
So, let's get the review here from number 8, the climate change thing. Number 7 this week on the countdown, Louisiana church fires and what you know about this subhuman being.
Yeah, what a dirtbag.
My God, look at him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What do you do with that guy?
See the movie, by the way, that's out this week, Richie, with Taraji P. Henson, Sam Rockwell. It's called The Best of Enemies. It's a very good real story about the KKK in the 70s in Raleigh-Durham. It's amazing. I mean, even that recently, what was going on there. Number 4, the college admission scandal. I'm daft at this. This Lori Loughlin.
Face? Yeah.
My God, what is she's either that or her husband is such an arrogant SOB.
Yeah, no,
they're so clueless.
So
about this
front page of the Washington Examiner this morning.
Yeah.
2 decades before college admissions scandal, the Clintons tried to game the systems for Chelsea's boyfriend.
Really?
Apparently
the one that she married, or was she a boyfriend at the time?
A boyfriend at the time. Apparently they tried to pressure a college to taking her boyfriend in, the college, Stanford, and the college fought back, and then the Clintons tried to exact revenge on them, and this is all coming out due to somebody who was a foreign policy advisor to Barack Obama.
Really?
Knowledge of it, yeah.
Huh.
So this thing's going to do nothing but grow.
Yeah.
This whole
lovely. Let's hear it for situation. Ethics. Teaching your children ethics and morals and this is a sewer.
Yeah.
What a cesspool.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, number 3 this week, trying to get a hold of Trump's returns. Good dog. Trump's tax returns and the presidential politics for 2020. That's it. Our review, overview, if you will, 10 before the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Three after the hour now, it's time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology news. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. So from five to number one, starting at five, those no good SOBs at YouTube doing it to you. Well, isn't that true?
Well, yeah, they're kind of in keeping with everybody else. Basically, what you're referring to is cutting the cable cord is getting a little more expensive. The price of a YouTube TV subscription is going up by $10 a month, so it will now cost you $49.99 a month. YouTube is, of course, owned by Google, and they announced the price hike earlier this week in a blog post that really none of their customers saw until a few tech reporters caught on and then made it a bigger story, and now YouTube actually yesterday sent out an email to everyone saying, hey, you know, in an effort to give you more and more offerings, we've added 8 channels and blah, 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 and that's why we're raising the prices. So the 8 channels that they have added are all owned by the Discovery Network. So that means you're going to get Discovery Channel, HGTV, Food Network, TLC, and Animal Planet, as well as the OWN network, that's Oprah Winfrey Network, and that will be added later this year. That network is actually a joint venture of Discovery and Oprah's Harpo production company, and so the price increase for YouTube's premium product is the second price hike since they've launched in 2017. So if you have Apple TV, which is a lot of people do, watching YouTube TV through Apple is going to cost you even more money. That plan will now be $55 a month. So wow. It's getting more and more expensive.
Number four on the list, Google Maps taking something from Waze. Why don't they make their own deal?
Yeah, so being able to report incidents on the road, like traffic jams and accidents in real time, is something that Waze, the traffic app, has been doing for years. Yeah. Google bought Waze a few years ago, and so they've been kind of taking some of the ideas and the features that...
Really?
Yeah, it's so many people. It weighs, I forget what the amount was that they bought it for, but it was a pretty hefty price. The Waze developers came up with something that we all use and we love.
Yep.
And so Google Maps really paled in comparison. So Google made what Google always does. They buy everybody else and then start stealing from all of the best features. So Google Maps will be adding these features, and they'll be rolling out probably by next week. That's for all Android users. And if you are an iOS Apple user, at some point in the future, you will also get those features too. They have not announced when. So it'll make Google Maps a little bit better for people who aren't comfortable using Waze.
I'm very comfortable, thank you.
I love Waze,
I like it a lot.
At first, I didn't like it because I thought it was a little too cartoonish. It looked kind of like a video game, and I wasn't sure if I liked the interface. But now that I'm so used to it, I think it's fabulous.
Yeah, and you know how untechnical I am, and the fact
right.
that I use it. And
I was
like
impressed.
Very happy to have it in my little iPhone.
Yeah.
Number three on the list of the top five items this week from World of Technology is a focus on what's going on in England.
Yeah, the British government has unveiled an aggressive plan to crack down on harmful online content. On Monday, the Department of Digital Culture, Media, and Sport, that's a lot of categories in one, as well as the Home Office, released what's called the Online Harms White Paper. And this is a proposal that is targeting a variety of harmful web content, including terrorist activity, child exploitation, cyberbullying, and the spread of fake news. If it's approved by Parliament, the plan would establish an independent regulator to write a code of practice for these tech companies, and that they're going to have to follow to eliminate harmful content. This is something that Canada is also thinking about doing with their upcoming election. They don't want to have the type of things that we dealt with in our last election with Facebook and things like that. So lawmakers in the UK are saying that they're going to make these tech companies more responsible for their user safety online.
Number two, net neutrality. Here's some SOB stuff all over again.
Oh, yeah. Legislation aimed at restoring net neutrality protections easily swept right through the House, but it's going to die in the Senate. And those are the exact words from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He said the bill will be dead on arrival in the Senate. The White House also confirmed that they strongly oppose this and that President Trump will veto anything that comes up to his desk that tries to save Internet protections for consumers. And essentially, the bill is called Save the Internet Act, and it would put into law a ban for Internet providers to they can't interfere with Internet speeds and things like that and data limits.
Number one.
Bad news for brick-and-mortar stores. An uptick in online shopping could prompt 75,000 stores to close. This is according to the investment firm UBS. That's up 25%. This is all due to Amazon, pretty much. They own half of all of the online retail market.
Unbelievable. All right, that's the story at the moment, or the stories. Top five items from the world of technology. Victoria, thank you. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.